week of just the ministry and the things that God did, from the men getting together Friday night for a time of fellowship, and then yesterday at Ocean Grove, just an amazing time of ministry and a beautiful day. God gave us a perfect day, and now we start off the week right, giving our first fruits of the week on the first day of the week to the Lord here together as one. Praise God. Before we get into the message, let's give God glory for His Word, just to honor Him for His Word that is life. Would you raise your Bibles with me? Father, we thank You for Your Word that is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. Thank You that all Scripture is God-breathed and inspired, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in Your righteousness. Amen. Amen. With those Bibles, if you would turn with me to John chapter 6. John chapter, if you need a Bible, please raise your hand, and we have extra Bibles in the back, and our ushers will be glad to bring you one to you. John chapter 6. Today we are concluding the message that was started 2 weeks ago about Jesus being the bread of life. Just want to turn this a little bit here. We're going to begin from John chapter 6, beginning verse 35. And we're going to go down to verse 59, 35 to 59. And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day." The Jews then complained about him because he said, "I am the bread which comes down from heaven." Then he said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall be taught by God.' Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world." The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, and not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. As we talked about last week, Jesus, the bread of life. We talked about a couple of points just to refresh some of your memories. And if you weren't here, you can listen to the full message at on our website under the podcast or sermons, the Bread of Life Part 1. But we talked about that this happened after the feeding of the 5,000. And he had gone away and they followed him. And the points we talked about is, he is heaven's bread, number one. Heaven's bread is a person. It is not a thing. It is not a denomination. It is not what we do. It is who he is. Jesus said to them in verse 35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. And if you remember, in the New Testament, when Jesus said, when you do it to the least of these, when I was hungry, you gave me food. He wasn't talking about giving them spaghetti with meatballs. He was talking to them, giving him the bread, the life, the word of the gospel. Something that will nourish the soul. Something that will bring forth eternity in their lives. That it is he is the bread of life. We receive him. We feast on him daily. He is our bread. And we also touched on how Bethlehem actually means in Hebrew, house of bread. So out of the house of bread came the bread of life. And that this is the beginning of seven I Ams in the book of John. They were, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, I am the door of the sheep, I am the good shepherd, I am the Son of God, I am the resurrection and the life, I am the way, I am the truth and the life, and I am the true vine. And the word I am that Jesus uses in Hebrew is the same word that God spoke to Moses at the burning bush when he says, I am. So he is declaring himself, I am the bread of life. I am the one that if you nourish with and be fed by, you will have everything you need. You will never hunger again because his word feeds our soul. And you can listen more about that on the website. The second point we talked about is heaven's bread has to be, number one, received, and number two, shared. I have to make a choice to receive Jesus Christ. I have to make a choice to receive his word and make it real in my life. See, his word is power. His word is true. His word is living. The bread of life feeds me, but I have to take it in. I have to receive it. You know, I can have someone speak to me words directly from the heart of God, prophetically. But it's still my choice to receive them or not. I can wake up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning if I want to commit that time to the Lord and open up his word. And I can read words on a page. But am I receiving them? Or am I saying, wow, this is really good diction. This is very good literature. This is nice history. This is exciting. This makes me feel good for the moment. Or am I going to say, this is going to nourish my soul? This is what I'm going to stand on. the promises of God. I'm going to let feed me when I get hungry. I'm going to let His Word wake up my heart's soul, my mind's eye, and I'm going to take it in. I'm going to receive it and make it a part of who I am. Problem we have a lot of times is we hear the Word of God. It makes us feel good in church, Bible study, wherever, maybe even in the morning. But what happens at 2 in the afternoon or when we're home alone? Are we still nourishing on this Word? Are we still, as we taken it in, received it fully in our hearts? He is the bread of life that we have to choose to receive. He offers us, Jesus, His salvation for our sins, but I have to receive it. I have to be willing to accept it. And those of you that know me, you know I'm a bread fanatic. You can give me bread, olive oil, salt, and pepper, and I'm done for the year. Good, fresh bread. And to me, I love that because that's what I need. I need God's bread before me. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, you know, second breakfast if you're a Lord of the Ring fan, you know, and Tuesdays and whatever Z's and all those things. You know, feed on His bread and I want to receive it all day. I pray every night that my spirit man just worships and praises Him and stands on the things that He has given me. Even while I sleep, because I want to receive everything from God. I want to receive it. But the second part of it is it has to be shared. And coming off of the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus took the bread and the fish, and what did He do? He blessed it. But what did He do? He gave it to His disciples to pass it. He gave them the bread, and they were supposed to share the bread. What God has given us is not for me to hide in the corner, but to speak it boldly to the world, to declare it in my life that nothing is going to change that. That when everyone else is falling apart, that I'm going to say, this is what the bread of life, this is what Jesus spoke to me about, and this is what I stand on, that I am not going to be shaken. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be swayed. I'm not going to let what happens around me affect me, but I stand on the Word of God, and I'm going to pass it to you. I'm going to join with you, and I'm going to impart this upon you. I'm going to encourage you with it. I'm going to bless you with it. I'm going to give you what God has given me. I'm going to share the blessing. I'm going to share. When Jesus gave us His Spirit, He gave us His Spirit to be poured out on everyone. He gave us the authority in Him to take the ground and impart that authority. One of the friends that we follow on Facebook and Twitter, many of you have heard the name Paul Gibbs. We saw a quote from him yesterday that we love and I want to share with you. Jesus micromanaged His disciples for 3 years so that He can give them His Holy Spirit to macromanage. It's imparted and it flows. He taught them, equipped them, discipled them, and then He let them go. And they shared and they spread. So the bread, the Word of God, is to be received and to be shared. And now we're at the third point today. Heaven's bread has power. His bread has power. The heavenly bread, this heavenly bread has the power to save, to secure, and to satisfy every single one of us in faith. I want you to look at this. I want to highlight some statements in the passage we just read and tell me there's no power in this. Food which endures to everlasting life. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. You'll never hunger. You'll never thirst. One may eat of it and not die. He says, I am the living bread, and in me you get to live forever. For this bread is the life of the world. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my life has eternal life, and I will raise him up this last day. This bread has power. Let me tell you, when you're hungry and you're faint, and some of you, us, are become very hangry, and if you don't know what that is, that's a new term. It's a combination of being hungry and angry at the same time. Because, and you're angry because you are hungry, so you're hangry. We need nourishment. We need sustenance, something within us to give us strength to go on, to give us the power to go on. I need to taste and see that God is good. I need His bread every morning to empower me, because I don't walk by my strength, but in His Spirit, in His power every day. I cannot walk into this room, let alone my workplace, and say, I take authority in the name of Jesus, if I haven't been nourished and empowered and taken the time to feed on the bread of life. I can't walk in with authority if I haven't spent time with the one who gives me that authority, whose authority I stand on, that I declare His praises. When turmoil, Lord, no, I'm going to praise You right now. I'm going to praise You, and the power in my praise is stronger than the depression around me, is stronger than the chaos and confusion around me. I'm going to declare Your praises. I'm going to stand here and sing praises to my God and lift His name on high. There is no more power than in the power of the name of Jesus declared. We declare that name. This is why I love when we worship and we just sing that name in many tunes and many forms, because there is power in the name of Jesus, and that power flows through us. Heaven's bread has power. I'm going to share with you something that I heard a lot this summer that's a direct scheme and attack of the enemy. And it's the enemy is using this specifically to usurp the power in God's Word that He wants to give us as a body here. Last summer, Lord spoke to us clearly. It's going to be a season of change. And there was a ton of change that took place. Praise God. At the beginning of spring, the Lord spoke to us, and we've shared this many times, that this is going to be the season of building. We have now entered a season of building this summer. Building on the foundations. God needed to prune some things, but now He's taking us to the next level and building. What I have heard from more than several people is, we're going to take a break this summer. And I didn't think anything of it, to be honest with you, too much. Yeah, it's a summertime, okay. But then this week the Lord started to stir our hearts. Wait, take a break from what? From what? We're going to just starve ourselves and not be fed by the Word of life, by the bread of life? Definitely understand those in ministry who might need to step back from pouring out so that they can be poured in and receive, to be replenished and nurtured. But to say, I'm going to take a break from being nurtured? We have an opportunity every time to come together, to gather in the presence of Jesus and be fed by His bread and be anointed in His power, in His presence, in His Spirit, to have Him pour upon us. And we know when the saints are in one accord and their tongues of fire are above our heads, anything and everything is impossible. But we're going to take a break from that. I'm not going to get in, do too much. I'm not going to worship with a body or get involved in studies or prayers or whatever, because I'm taking a break for the summer. Lord has prepared a table, and we're telling the Lord, we don't want Your food, God. No thanks. I'm going to go have my Twinkies. But that's what the Lord's put on my heart. This is the season of building that He's shown us. And the enemy is deceiving so many of us. Again, if you are serving and pouring out all the time, you need to step back. I need to step back and be refreshed and be renewed and let others minister to me. But that doesn't mean, oh, I'm not going to come to church anymore. I'm not going to go to Bible studies. I'm not going to spend time with the Lord or with the body. I'm taking a break. No. We take a break from pouring out, but we never need to take a break from receiving, from being poured into. It is, what does Jesus say here that we just read? Let me just find it real quick here. In verse 39, this is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up in the last day. And this is the will of the Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. God, Jesus came so there's no ground to be lost. That we never fall back to say, I'm taking a break, is basically saying I'm going to spiritually starve myself if I'm not being fed at the table of God. And when I'm starving myself, I don't have physical strength. I don't have emotional strength. I can tell you right now, when I'm hungry and tired, I'm not a nice person to be around sometimes. I can be a little cranky, a little hangry there. And when I am not being fed spiritually, I have nothing to give to you. The bread of life is to be received by me and then shared with you. If I am not being allowing myself to be fed by God, I have nothing to offer you, in spirit or in word. But it's not just me, it's every one of us. We are the body of Christ, from the youngest to the oldest, from the youngest kid, from the five-year-old that can minister to me. Because let me tell you, when that five-year-old, if Lord tells him, go pray for Pastor Mike, and he lays or she lays her hand on me, guess what? I'm believing the power of God through that person. Because this is the power that comes in the bread. And it's a scheme of the enemy to usurp that power from us, to keep us from building, from entering fully into the season of building. So I want you to question and just go to the Lord and ask yourself and ask the Lord, what is it He wants you to do this rest of this summer? We've only got 8 weeks left. And we are going to take some time off in August from ministries scheduled so that those that pour out have a chance to be filled and receive. Because everyone needs that. Even Jesus went away. But that does not mean we step away from the presence of God. We step away from the table of God. We stop being fed for the sake of taking a break. We stop spending time in His Word, in His presence. This is what empowers us. And nothing Satan wants more than to take and rob you of this power so that you will lose the ground God has given you in His name, in the name of Jesus. He wants to take that from me. He wants to take that from you. He wants to make you feel complacent. He wants to bring that spirit, because if we're not pressing into the kingdom, guess what? The kingdom of the devil is pressing against us. And he's working. So if we stop fighting back, we're going to lose the ground in our lives, in our families. The devil's attacking at every end. I know I cannot do it without being fed, without walking in the power of His Word. And there's power in this bread of life. There is power to walk in this everlasting bread that I take in. And the fourth and last point is heaven's bread has a promise. Heaven's bread has a promise. This bread, verse 30, 47 here. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which comes down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of this world. These verses tell us that heaven's bread will give man life. And Jesus is the everlasting life. But we also know that he who tastes, he who eats of this bread will never hunger. Will never hunger. Because it sustains and keeps us going. You know what's amazing here? If you talk to any dietitian, any nutritionist, anyone who is into fitness, they tell us we should be eating 6 to 7 meals a day. Not full course meals, but 6 to 7 meals a day, portioned out. And when we do that, what's amazing is when we eat sensible, you know, your stomach's only about the size of your fist, so keep that in mind. So you eat sensible meals, you really don't grow hungry all day because you're filling your body up on a consistent basis with food to sustain you and keep you going. Now add in liquid, add in water, and any bready substance we eat expands, so we continually even feel full. So when we eat in a healthy lifestyle, in a healthy manner, 6-7 meals a day throughout the day, and take in healthy liquids, water, you will not go hungry at all or feel hungry. You kind of just know, oh, it's time for me to eat, and you eat, and you just keep going. Now think about that in a spiritual way. If I am feasting on the Word of God throughout the day, eating the Word of God, and to that, he who thirsts, receives and drinks of my cup will never grow thirsty. So if we're taking in the healthy spiritual food, the Word of God, Jesus in our lives, walking, talking like him, having the mind of Christ and the heart of God, and we are receiving and walking in the Holy Spirit, where we are not thirsty, guess what? We won't be lacking. We won't be craving. We will have. It sustains us. He sustains us. Holy Spirit sustains us. This is why you will not grow hungry or thirsty again. He who eats the bread of God, the bread of life, Jesus Christ, the everlasting bread, and he who receives the cup, the water, will never thirst, the Spirit of God whom Jesus gives us. He gave him to us, and we are freely to receive, and we will always have in abundance. We will always have an abundance to share and to pour out. His bread has promise. And the promise is eternal life. But the second point to that is the promise of sustenance, of being sustained, of being encouraged throughout the day. When I get discouraged, his promise that I stand on, and if you don't know what promise, just get yourself a Bible promise book from the back, and you can just open up to a scripture, a promise of God. Stand on it to sustain you throughout the day. And if there's no one to be found, start getting into his spirit. Stir yourself up. How do you do that? Just start praising God. This morning, I was exhausted after last night. And coming to prayer, even walking to prayer with the body, I'm begging the Lord, Lord, give me something. Ignite a fire in me. Because I am physically exhausted. And as I was walking and we started to pray, and just stirring myself up, praise you, God, hallelujah, using my prayer language, praying in the Spirit, just charge me up. Yes, when I get home, I'm probably going to crash physically, but right now I'm wound up because I stirred myself up in the Word of the Lord, in the Spirit of God. I let His water quench me, sustain me. This is what we all need to do. Let his fire, when you're feeling weary and worn out, Lord, I praise you. I praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your presence in me. Come, overwhelm me right now. I stand, Lord God, in your presence. I stand on your word that you never leave or forsake me. I stand, Lord God, that if I am hungry, I can come to you and be fed by you. I stand on those things. I stand that your joy is my strength. So I receive your joy and I declare in faith your joy coming into my life now. I receive it. And may that joy be overflowing, that it becomes infectious. This is the power of God. This is the promise of God. He's not a God who gives us empty words and lip service. But we receive from Him, enriches our lives and empowers us to not just receive, but to be able to pour out. And I promise you, you will always have plenty to go around for everyone around you, to infect our family, to infect our home life, to infect our children, to infect our workplace. We have these things in Him. Matthew 5:6 says this. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for what? Righteousness. For they shall be satisfied." That's His promise. That's what I stand on. I am blessed. Why? Because I'm hungry for God. I can't get enough of the Word of God. I can't get enough of the bread of life. I can't get enough of Jesus in me. And I can't get enough of the Holy Spirit in me. And you know what? I have to confess, because so many times I've hindered the Holy Spirit. I've said, "Oh, I got enough, Holy Spirit. I'm full now. That's enough." And I've had to repent every time. And I'm asking the Lord to help me grow in my tuning in to what the Holy Spirit's doing. To help my well never, ever feel in the flesh full, but to always want more and let it overflow out of me. Never get in His way. Get myself out of the way. Get out of myself. And that was the word the Lord gave me this morning. Get out of yourself. Get out of your own way and let God work. Let God pour into you and pour out of you. Get out of His way. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. When Jesus says those who come to Him will never hunger and those who believe in Him will never thirst, He's saying He will satisfy our hunger and thirst. And we will continue to be clothed in His righteousness. Clothed in His righteousness. We will be satisfied. How many of us are hungry for God? Because, yeah, amen. Because let me tell you, the one who's hungry for God, who, and I'm not making judgment calls, I just want you to do a self-evaluation. If you are truly hungry and thirsty for the bread of life, and this cup that Jesus has to offer, we will never say to ourselves, "I need to take a break from the presence of God. I need to take a break from the presence of God. I might need to step back and let the Lord fill me." But we'll never say, "I need to take a break from His presence." I've shared with you many times, the Lord has called me to get up early in the morning and spend time with Him. And I love to get into His Word, but I am actually learning how sometimes I just need to close my Bible and just simply seek His face and let Him refresh me and replenish me. Other times, it's a combination. I get into the Word, then I meditate in the Scripture. Sometimes I just need to play some worship music by someone else on YouTube or something, and just start praying in the Spirit, start singing in the Spirit, just start praising Him and just let Him fill me. Just let His Spirit come. And then next thing you know, things are going to happen. He'll move me to do what I need to do next. He will fill me. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, His righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. As the bread of life, Jesus, He will satisfy mine and your hunger and our thirst to be made righteous in the sight of God. He will, I'll say it again, He will give us what we need to be sustained throughout this day. He will. We need to ask. We need to receive. We need to want. We need to want. And I can promise you, your flesh does not want. But your spirit, man, your spirit, the Spirit of God inside you, needs to overrule your flesh. When you wake up tired and exhausted, and believe me, last night I was complaining to the Lord about getting up early this morning after the day we had. But the Lord woke me up before the alarm clock and I said, thank you, Lord. Get up and get in your presence. And let's be filled. Let me be filled by you, Lord. Feed me this morning, Lord God. And fill me that I will not thirst. And I'll have so much to pour out to everyone around me. Every single one of us needs that. But it starts by having that desire. He is the bread of life. He will satisfy your deepest hunger in your soul. But you and I have to want to receive Him. You and I need to want that for ourselves and for His kingdom. Would you bow your heads with me right now? And just listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. What is He speaking to you right now to do? What is He revealing to you about your own personal life? Your walk with Him.